not respect a person. He's been teaching you long enough. Jesus told the disciple, how long must I be with you? Meaning that don't you hear the music? Don't you see it? What else must I do? Don't you see? You see me do the work? You see the thing that I done? What must I do? And I know you give some teaching. I know it. Y'all know you give some teaching. Ain't no sense of the same person coming up here for prayer for the same thing over and over again. When they gonna grow up? When you gonna acknowledge who is on the inside of you? When you gonna acknowledge that I am the God what God says I am? When you gonna acknowledge that greater heat is in me and greater heat is in the world? When are you gonna acknowledge that I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me? You think Jesus just said it just to be saying something? Good God Almighty. But I'm so glad. Amen. That he led me here. See, the devil messed up. He allowed me to get introduced to Jesus. He allowed me to get fixed, get hooked, get fixed up. Are you following me? Amen. And Jesus said, take up the cross and follow me. Amen. Glory be to God. When you gonna continue? When are you gonna go ahead on and make that turn? Amen. Well, I want to make that turn, Pastor, but I love him. And you know he don't mean you no good. Woo-wee. Pastor, I don't throw a rock now. Huh? Amen. 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 See how the devil done changed things around? In the church. Amen. Let me tell you something. Now, I can talk about me. But Christian Fellowship Church. I'm just going to tell you like it is. With the word that you get. You hear me? And the word that you get now, if you really truly use it, them seats will be packed on every Sunday. I really believe that lame man at the gate that got healed, I believe he probably became a deacon somewhere. Huh? Something extraordinary happened to him. See, God does things extraordinary. God does things just original. But to you is extraordinary. Are you following me? But see, it should get to a time to when the extraordinary thing that God does ought to be ordinary to you. Do you get that? Because you ought to be used to seeing folk getting healed. You ought to be used to seeing folk getting delivered. You ought to be used to seeing folk getting set free from cancer. You ought to get used to seeing prodigal sons coming into the house. But the only reason why you ain't gonna see nothing because you don't say nothing or do nothing. You don't want to turn. You want to just stay in that same routine. Amen. Are you following me? It's time for you to grow up because you don't have enough word. I know I've been here. You know, let me say this here. What time is on? Give me time. Hey. Amen. It ought to be a time now that you ought to say, self, talk to yourself. Tell you, but look, you finna get right. I'm tired of living like I'm living. See, you're praying for a healing, but you need to ask the Lord to show you how to prepare, how to make the way how you can keep your body healthy. Yeah. You see, cancer is on a rampage. Yeah. Are you following me? Yeah. Sugar diabetes on a rampage. Yeah. High blood pressure on a rampage. Yeah. Huh? But I'm going to say it anyway. Men want to be women on a rampage. Women want to be like men on a rampage. But when it comes to the church, they ain't on a rampage. And you got what they need. You hearing what I put it like it, you hearing what they need. So how long are you going to keep complaining? You remember when, I believe it was, when Jesus went to pray into the room for this young girl and they were going with him? Then he got there and he told him, get out. He put him out. Some folks, you're going to have to put out your life. Are you following? You need to tell him, look, I'm going to church Sunday morning. I'm going to hear some word. I done heard some word and I want some more of it. It done got good down in the marrow of my bone. They done told me that I can do all things through Christ to Jesus. I ain't never heard nothing like that before. It got good to me. I'm going back. Oh, come on now. Amen. Amen. You can tongue talk in all you want to, but what about the words you're going to use? You got something. Use it. Don't sit there just like a... I drive a truck, but I'm home every day. And I cross off some of them fishing ponds. I see them out there, and I see some turtles sitting out there on the tree that done fell off in the pond. And when I ride by there, I see the turtle's shell so dry. And I come back through, they still dry. And I wonder why they dry. They wouldn't have to be so dry if they jump in the water. Are you following me? If some of y'all wouldn't be so, some of y'all can give God some praise, but you're too dry. But if you jump in the water, meaning you jump in the Word of God and get some, see, you want the wet, but you don't want the water. I mean, you want the water, but you don't want the wetness. And watch what you say, my Lord. Sometimes you talk too much. Amen. I'm going to tell y'all, the church know about it. You talk too much. See, think about it. You try to make folk feel so holy, but you're really trying to fish and get in their business. Amen. You try to tell them how to handle their marriage, and you ain't never been married. You talk too much. Be careful what you say. Are you following me? There was a man one time, he was walking down the street, and he come up on this turtle, AJ. And the turtle said, boy, you talk too much. And the man said, wait a minute. Did that turtle talk to me? You talking to me, turtle? The turtle said, boy, I said you talk too much. And the man took off running. He saw a man just got out of penitentiary. He said, man, come follow me, man. I said, I've just seen a talking turtle. You won't believe it. If I'm lying, I'm dying. You can shoot me right now. Man, I just saw a talking turtle. Come on. Let me show you. Man got to the turtle. He said, talk, turtle. The turtle wouldn't say nothing. He said, talk, turtle. And the turtle still wouldn't say nothing. And the man said, you done had me walking way over here and my feet hurting. And you told me if that turtle didn't talk, I can kill you. I can shoot you. So the man took his gun out. Bang! Shot the man. Just before the man died, the turtle come up to him and said, didn't I tell you you talk too much? See, some of you talk too much. Don't you know that when you telling folk they're not full of the Holy Ghost, your business, you talking to the devil? Some ammunition to work on. He gonna try to beat you to the draw. You giving him ammunition to work on. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, if my people, which are called by my name. Are you called by his name? Are you really who you say you are? Do you believe you more than a conqueror? Do you really? So the next time somebody come at you with an issue or a problem or something, tell them to bring them to you. Only a coward. Jesus said, if you are afraid to ashamed to know me before men, I would be ashamed to know you before my Father. You got me? Amen. You got everything you need. You got the Word of God and Jesus on the inside of you. You have an unction to function. You have the ability to speak those things. You ain't got to wrestle with it. I'm so glad I got it.